You went on this show.
You kind of have to keep up with it. It's very intelligent.
It sounds like a scam.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Thank God it's Friday.
This is great. This is the bee's knees.
It's Friday. We'll get you high.
A little massage, some aromatherapy.
But now the forbidden fruit must be tasted.
Did you just eat sofa pizza?
I'm from home. I paid a hobo to spoon with me.
Don't interrupt the man when he's telling a story.
You know, listen to the radio.
The request lines are now open.
Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
And away we go. On KGO 810 on the Drex Radio Show with Joe Tobin as my guest.
Hi, Drex.
Hi, Joe Tobin. How are you?
I'm good. I'm in the mood for the weekend now. That lovely little montage that brought us in.
Well, that brings the party to to salute. Yes,
totally.
Officially. So, do you want to talk about Hulk Hogan?
I heard you guys talking about it when I came in. So you now
that's the breaking news.
That is the breaking news. So, yeah. What do you think about?
It's outrageous.
Good or bad?
Bad. Yeah. I think it's horrific. You would give Hulk Hogan $115 million for a sex tape. For screwing around with his buddy's wife. It was consensual.
Yeah? What's the backstory here?
So that's the $115 million question. None of that was allowed to be thrown into the trial. So
interesting.
Yeah. So here's the deal. They had an open relationship. I'm going to say allegedly with everything because the guy won $115 million.
And it's just,
who the hell thought that would happen?
It's just fun to say allegedly.
Yes, allegedly. Way this story goes, Bubba and Hulk were very good friends.
You're reading me a kid's story.
Right.
Bubba and Hulk were very good friends.
They were very good friends. And Bubba the Love Sponge is a disc jockey. And I sort of know him. Yes.
Allegedly a disc jockey.
Right. But yes, he's a morning show guy. And they had allegedly an open relationship, Bubba and his wife. And Hulk Hogan allegedly several times got it on with her.
Opened it up. He opened that relationship right up.
And one of the times at Bubba's house, there was a tape rolling. We don't know who rolled the tape. And we don't know how the tape was released, how it got out there. None of these things were allowed into the arguments. All the pretrial motions seem to be in Hulk Hogan's favor. So, obviously the defense for Gawker, they wanted the witness stand to get on the witness stand, get Bubba up there and ask about who knew about the taping. All right. And then on that tape, Hulk Hogan made racist comments and.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that was... I don't think that would have made any difference in this. That doesn't really have anything to do with what the lawsuit was about. But they didn't even get to see the tape. And you have to wonder if there was an ulterior motive with all of this, how'd they get the tape, all of these crazy things. And then another thing that was not allowed into the pretrial or into the trial itself was the $5,000 settlement and agreement between Hulk Hogan and Bubba. And none of that made it into the trial thanks to the pretrial ruling.
They have a settlement. All right.
Right. Yeah. So, and it's a First and Fourth Amendment thing. I mean, it's really a much bigger deal than just Hulk Hogan.
Because, it is. No, it definitely is.
Yeah.
It is. This seems to me like they're clearly the courts are trying to send a message to sites
right.
Trying to protect celebrities a little bit or something like that. But.
Well, Hulk Hogan and Gawker, I don't know. There was a rumor they could go out of business because of this. And then nobody thought that they would lose this. But the defense they put up was horrible.
Yeah. I don't know. I've heard people talk about the public interest angle.
Well, sure.
He's a public figure, but I don't know. Was there a lot of public interest in that Hulk Hogan sex tape? Did you hear a lot of your friends say, do you have that link? Send it to me.
No, I've never seen
it. No one's ever sent it.
I think it's like a minute 38 or something. I'm sure it's grainy. I don't know what the deal is. I had no interest in seeing it. But the whole thing was, for him, is him saying, well, I'm Terry Bola, in my personal life when I was in there doozing her. And then I'm Hulk Hogan. So, when I'm in public. So, and by the way, he talked about all of these escapades in public. He talked about it on Stern Show and all of these things.
So he's saying it's not a Hulk Hogan sex tape. It's a Terry Bullet sex tape. So he actually took his shirt off using the buttons in the sex tape, as opposed to just ripping it off. That was the first clue.
Right.
Look at him. He's just unbuttoning his shirt. That's not the Hulkster.
Oh my God! And $115 million. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I can see the thing too. I mean, I was asking you about the backstory because, like, he's suing Gawker, I assume.
Right. Yeah, he's suing Gawker.
And they Gawker, I can see Gawker like, hey, man, we it's our job to get this stuff. Like,
sure, that was their defense.
That's why, to me, the key part is, well, how did you get it?
Well, they put up a horrible defense. I mean, one of the ex-editors or whatever the case may be, is one of the ex-people there, was on the stand, and he said, well, you know, it was very, very cavalier. You know, so where would you draw the line with a sex tape? Well, a child. Well, at what age? And he said 4. Gasp.
What?
Yes.
He had an answer for that question
yes,
that fast?
Yes. Well, I don't know how fast he said it, but that was the answer. Where do you draw the line? 4.
That's where you draw the line.
4. I mean, talk about sinking the ship. I mean, I'm on Gawker's side with this whole thing, but holy potatoes, what the hell?
I think Hulk's eyes turned to dollar signs as soon as the guy
cha-ching.
Said that.
Oh, cha-ching. Yeah.
4? Where did you come up with that? Wow. So just say 18. Use the even if you mean 4 in your head. Just to have
Just say
18.
Right, I know. You know, I guess that's the difference between employee and ex-employee, yeah. Right? That's what I was thinking. But even so, would you be cavalier about it and say 4?
Sheesh. Especially if I'm, you know, presumably part of the defense is, you know, I don't know, if you're trying to paint the company as having any kind of morals at all. You don't want a guy saying, yeah, we would definitely take a 5-year-old sex. Not a 4-year-old, though, because that's not the kind of company we run here.
Well, you know, if you look back at RJ and Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton and all of these things, I don't know if they thought it would go the other way or if it was really stolen or leaked, but we never know. We'll never know.
Yeah, we'll never know.
I mean, somebody recorded it. In that bedroom, and someone gave it to someone else.
Yeah. So, like, if you recorded it, right, you steal it, you know, and then you give it, but if then you, like, kind of just put it in an envelope and leave it at Gawker's office.
I feel like they didn't do anything wrong if that happened. Yes. What other site would not have done this? That's what I ask. I mean, in today's world, it's salacious. And by the way, he's a public figure. And that was the whole thing. I mean, that's pretty much was the bottom line. Everybody, all the legal eagles going in, and even my thought, well, he's a public figure. You know, this is what happens.
I like his whole, like, I wasn't a public figure.
No, I was Terry Bola.
Like a...
when I was like dudes
a,
and
like
her.
A, like a Garth Brooks, yeah, and Chris mess- Gaines thing.
Right.
Yes, that's what it is.
Oh my God! Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, all right. You want to talk about March Madness and football,
sure,
and basketball?
We can talk about that. Totally.
I want to talk about football. All right. We'll be back, and then we've got some other fun stuff coming up here on the way. Joe Tobin is my guest. Tobin Mike Night.
Yes.
This coming Wednesday at Doc's Lab.
Doc's Lab in North Beach.
Can't wait. Fantastic. All right. More of the Drex Radio Show and the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the way on KGO 810.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show.
Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't.
Oh, that's Ryan Hilton's theme song. Ryan's hanging out with me tonight along with Joe Tobin.
Jolene.
Why is that your theme song?
I don't know. I used to play it at open mic night.
Oh, my God.
It's a great Dolly Parton song.
Are you talking about karaoke?
It is a great Dolly Parton song.
And I will be at the Mint tonight singing this.
Yeah.
You can sing that song? Well, please. Start over.
Yeah, start it again.
Stop.
I'm in for
that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes, maybe. Please. You got to be crapping me. Holy
start it again. I want to get
Miley Cyrus does a cover it as well, too. If you haven't heard that
Don't change the subject.
Right. You're on the spot, dude.
I need to get a guitar out and play it for you.
I would have brought it, my guitar, had I known.
It's right there in the air, just like we're on the air. 50,000 watts all across America.
Yeah.
There you go. From Drexico to Alaska. Bring it on.
Drexico.
That's right, brother. Okay. That's it.
All right. Well, I'm I guess he's making us go to the Mint to see this happen.
Yeah, we're going to have to go to the Mint tonight.
No! She's going to...
Right, oh, here we go. Okay, here he comes. All right.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging you, darling, please don't take my man.
Here we go.
But your beauty is beyond compare with blazing rocks of auburn hair and diamond skin and nights of emerald green.
Oh my God, and that's sober. So it's got to be fantastic when you're, you know, four sheets.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Holy hell.
You just went at it. I'm impressed.
Man, that's a March Madness there.
Yeah, that is definitely one of the lower seeds to scoring an upset right there.
Oh, my God.
Who's singing
a
Dolly Parton song?
Right.
You singing Dolly Parton, that's definitely a 15 beating a 2 right there.
Thank you. Oh, come on.
Pick this song. Is it karaoke now?
That was just a dream, right?
Oh, don't you? No. I would only have.
I like Drex's new format, just instrumental versions of songs.
Right. We're going to talk about March Madness.
Okay. How's your bracket? You one of those bracket guys?
No,
are you a bracket guy?
No, I'm not a bracket guy, but, you know, I think I would have made the same mistake that everybody else has made. I'd have taken Cal for sure, and I would have taken Michigan State.
I did both of those. I'm a bracket guy. College basketball is like the way down on my list of sports that I follow.
Right.
I love brackets. Mostly because I love doing homework. Like whenever there's like a pool, I always volunteer to like keep score. Like I love like keeping like the spreadsheet and the leaderboard and stuff. I love the busy work. So I love that. I love crossing the names off, circling the name. Like it's just funny because there's so many teams.
Right.
And then there's no teams. But it's like these first couple days. It's great. You see kids that are never going to play basketball again.
Yeah.
Like, for 20 minutes a year, I care about, like, Hampton. I couldn't even tell you where Hampton is. Is it in a Hampton Inn? Is it in a hotel? I have no idea. Is it in the Hamptons? I couldn't find Hampton University. You gave me $1,000.
It is strange. Some of these are, like, Austin P.
Austin, sure. P. Pay? No idea.
Pay? I don't know what the hell that is. South Dakota State?
I mean, the big upset today was Middle Tennessee. What is that? What's Middle Tennessee?
Yeah, and who did they beat?
They beat Michigan State.
They're the ones who beat Michigan State.
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing it's in the middle of Tennessee.
Right. I guess. Unless they're doing like an Iceland-Greenland thing, and it's really one end
How's
of Tennessee.
That happen? I know.
Well, I mean, it must have taken them all day. The provost's like, all right, we got this university in the middle of Tennessee, and gosh darn it, what should we call it?
Well, see, that's what happens when you get too cocky. You just think you're, Middle Tennessee.
Middle Tennessee.
What the hell? Yeah, it's not going to happen. Then yesterday, Yale beat Baylor, and that's somehow managed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Yale's first ever win in the NCAA.
Right, and a reporter asked Baylor, Tareen Prince, about the rebound issue. Yeah, I have that.
You said to get out-rebounded. I was surprised. You did. 36-32. How does Yale out-rebound Baylor?
You go up and grab the ball off the rim when it comes off, and then you grab it with two hands, and you come down with it, and that's considered a rebound. So they got more of those than we did.
Any more questions for the student athletes?
That's my top sports moment of the year so far. Because I don't know what reporter asked it, but you could just tell by the tone in his voice that he deserved it. Like, you could just hear that tone.
Right.
So how do Yale outrub it? That was great. That was so good.
It was good. And
the presence of mind after losing your game to be able to troll a dude like that is pretty. I would draft that kid just based on that. Obviously, he can't rebound, but he can certainly troll.
Yeah. So, you know, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, but we were talking about earlier, you know, with the Warriors.
Yes.
We just take for granted that they're winning. You know, there was a game on tonight and we weren't watching, but all of a sudden Paul Rogers said they won.
They played tonight?
Yeah, and they won. But it's like it's expected.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, no kidding.
Yeah.
Right.
Someone was talking the other day to me, like, they don't even like watching the war games anymore because they know they're going to win.
Well, you've got to wonder, right?
It's like boring because they just said they're going to just wait till the playoffs because.
Have you heard this thing now about how, like, it sounds like a joke, but it's true. Apparently, like, Steph Curry is now he's now better than video games. Because, like, people try to play him in a video game, and they shoot the shots that he shoots in real life. And he always misses in the game because, like, the game doesn't want you to take those shots.
Right.
But he's making them.
And then there are the people who hate on him for, they say, you know, like the Chicago columnist who ripped him, who said, you know, the three pointer was made for people who can't dunk, who can't play basketball. Okay. You know, and all of that. Obviously bitter Bettys. Okay.
Big surprise that a Chicago sports writer is bitter about.
Right. Oh, and all those East Coast guys.
Wait, I'm sorry. I forget. Which record is it that the Warriors are challenging this year? I forget. What team is
it? Chicago.
Oh, that's right. Of course.
Yeah. So, you know, this is a big thing. They're going after the Warriors, trying to rip them, saying, you know, but
they tried to rip them last year. Like, oh, you didn't beat so-and-so. It's like, dude, whatever.
So if they're reinventing this sport and making it about finesse, more power to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring it on. You know, it's just, and I think the time delay has a lot to do with it. They just want to push the Pacific out of the realm of everything with sports. And they're just not having it.
Yeah, they definitely, there's a very strong East Coast bias in sports
mentality
coverage,
about everything.
Yeah.
Well, so screw you guys.
It's fun to watch.
Not there anymore, so yeah. I'm here. Be here now, Drex.
You were Chicago, weren't
for
you?
For a long time. Yeah. But you know, I went there.
You carry any of those loyalties still?
For sure. I mean, you know, I still love the Cubs, but the great thing about loving the Cubs is there are no expectations.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
It's
so this is why I can still be here and still love the Cubs.
This is
because,
their year.
You know,
I sang
the seventh inning stretch. And if the Cubbies don't win, it's a shame.
Did you sing Jolene instead of
I did not.
And the Cubbies don't win, it's a shame.
Okay, because that's all it is. It's just a shame if they don't win. It's no big freaking deal.
I'm not sure what we would do if they won. I can't even imagine.
They would go ape crap. Yeah, it would be sensational. But then, you know, Chicago's got the Blackhawks. And
they do. Blackhawks are
the
good.
The Bears, Jay Cutler, that doesn't really work out. But, you know, I love Chicago, but, you know.
I love how the Cubs fans, remember there was a thing about Back to the Future? And how
Sure.
Back to the Future, I think it was
yes.
two.
Last year would have been the year that
right.
they would have
so,
won. And
so
they,
some
and
of
they
the
actually
Cubs fans,
kind
like,
got to the wild card.
Yeah, they got to the wild. So Cubs fans, like, thought this was, like, a good sign.
Right.
And I'm like, you guys realize that the reason why you win in the World Series in that film is because it's a joke. Like, the very notion of you winning the World Series is so laughable.
Dude, no, we go back to 1908 and the GOAT and all of that crap.
I know.
Crap.
Yeah. Like, oh, no, it's a good sign, man, because in this movie. It's like, no, that's not a good sign.
And then there's always the White Sox fans who, you know, will decapitate a GOAT and throw it on Wrigley Field out front. I mean, it's insane.
But the White Sox, didn't they get one, like, in the 90s, and then they cash one in?
I don't know. Hey, you have to pick a team
Jack
there.
Jack McDowell
you,
era.
You have to pick a side, and I'm Cubs, so, you
Did they
know,
win during,
like
the Frank Thomas or... Blackjack McDowell.
Right.
I don't remember.
See,
I'm just saying.
I don't feel that going
you
on
don't
here.
Follow, right.
No. Well, I don't feel that going on here with you've got to pick the A's or the Giants. Is that a thing?
It kind of is, but in my opinion, I'm both.
Right.
I think the diehard fans would rather people don't do it, but the reality is that
if you like
when
baseball.
It's convenient, it's one big city. When it's not, it's not. But, you know.
Yeah.
So. I'd root for an 89 World Series all over again.
That was fun.
Battle of the Bay, back and forth. I like that.
I would have to ask, though, if you want to support both teams or more than one team, that's fine. Just don't do it at the same time. Like, don't wear that jersey that's, like, sewn up so it's half A's and half Giants.
That's so
like,
gross.
That's the dumbest.
That's
like,
Thuper. Thuper duper. Yeah. That's Thuper. We'll just leave it at that. Yeah, don't be that guy. All right, I got to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to the Late Night Late Show wrap-up along with Joe Tobin, who's going to be at Tobin Mike Night Wednesday the 23rd this coming week at Doc's Lab in North Beach. We'll be right back on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
On Aha, Take on Me. I don't know the lyrics to this.
In a way.
Yeah, he knows. He knows.
I don't care what's left to say. I'll say it anyway.
Oh, my God.
Today is not my day to find you. Shine away.
Best part's coming. Here it goes. This is the best part.
Take on me.
Oh, God. In a day or two.
Finally made it in radio.
I'm actually sweating a little bit.
Right.
Oh, you look like that dude down from what
Sean Miller from the Arizona coach.
Arizona, did you see the picture of
him? Yeah, I saw that. That was great.
I mean, he's wearing it. He actually had to change his white dress shirt, you know, playing the March
Madness.
That's
a problem.
Right, right. And he was just literally soaked. It looked like, you know, it was a see-through shirt. I don't know how you, I don't know. You know.
That's a problem.
Yeah,
that's
the problem. It's like the cocaine look, except obviously not. Yes. Sweating profusely. They had to go back to the hotel and get another shirt.
And he sweat through that one, too, actually. Big surprise.
He must have a little situation going on. All right, let me see. Some of the crazy stuff that I want to play for you. So, Davidson College, a college student recorded a rap star to ask Daisy Ridley to go to the spring formal. But she's built, you know, Star Wars, right? Okay. But she's busy filming Star Wars Episode 8, so she couldn't make it. But anyway, he put together this video asking her to be his date for the spring formal. All right, here we go.
So long story short, I think you love it here. Kylo Ren's not invited. You've got nothing to fear. Daisy, you're cooler than Leia. And Padme before her. I'd give you more than quarter portions for your parts from Star Destroyers. Like the Force in that lightsaber, I am calling to you. I think that you would enjoy Davidson much more than Jakku. So before you go to leave to be a Jedi with Luke, there's just one more simple question that I'm asking to you. Hey, Miss Ridley, come to formal with me.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Miss Ridley, formal with me. You got
Alto.
All right, look. I have two thoughts initially.
Go.
One, that video is still better than any of the prequels.
Yes. For
sure. Yes. Two, really, enough with the asking celebrities to come to your dance with you.
Like,
I'm sick of that story. I'm tired of it. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. You know what? Like, yeah, it's really cool. You can tweet at people now. Just, you know, grow some and ask an actual person to your formal. I'm just, because you see it all the time. I'm tired of it. Yeah, they ask so-and-so.
Well,
some girl asked Dwayne Wade to come to a formal one. Like, it's like, just stop. No celebrity dates. Just ask a person out.
Yes.
Stop tweeting. Well, get off my lawn.
It's become like a thing now where, you have to do a social media. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. Glad that, you know, the internet was not around when I was in high school. I mean, you know, like it is now.
I wonder if I could do that. Like, who could I like?
Well, anyways,
I don't have any spring formals to go to.
She said she wrote the guy a letter back and said, unfortunately, I'm locked in an intense starring competition with Luke Skywalker somewhere in the middle of the galaxy, so I won't be able to make it. Let me know how it goes. Have fun. But yeah,
she wrote, well, someone else. That's
all you get.
That's very nice.
Yeah, that's it.
Come on, dude. Just
that rap was really well put together, too. Yeah. Sounded like he was literally reading words.
I think our karaoke was better.
Our karaoke actually
trumped that.
Oh. If we could have thrown a line in about asking Daisy to go to the prom with him, she probably would have gone.
I just said the word Trump.
Oh, God.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I said, I think we trumped that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So here's what Willie Nelson has to say about that.
That's the funniest damn thing I've ever seen in my life. I've seen the circus a few times, but this beats any circus I've ever seen. Throwing rocks at each other, and seems like they're just tearing each other down. They can't wait to say something negative about somebody, and then they want us to go out and vote for them.
Yeah, right, dude. Like, I'm not sure he's actually. I'd like to know what his definition of circus is, because he might just have been high at a bus stop for 3 hours.
You know, and
circus is terrible. It's like, sir, pull up to the second window, please.
And the thing about Texas is, God love it. I lived there for years, but pot's very illegal there.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no.
Yeah, Willie's been arrested a couple times.
I know, but you know, it's. I guess because he lives in Austin or wherever the hell he lives, they leave him alone. He's stoned all the time. There's no medical marijuana card there.
I think at some point you just have to stop arresting Willie Nelson for pot. Like, it just, you know.
You think about all the problems.
It's like painting the Golden Gate Bridge. By the time you finish it, you have to start it all over again.
It
just becomes an ongoing thing.
Well, you remember the IRS took all of his money.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he had 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I think he did like a tour or like an album. He did something where he had to like get all the to pay off the IRS.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
It might have been like a pay off the IRS tour.
I actually saw him at the Fillmore like 4 or 5 years ago, and it was he put a He still moves around. He's still rock and rolls.
Yeah. No, I mean, talk about South by Southwest. We were talking about earlier. I mean, I used to roll up there to South by Southwest in the 90s, and Willie'd be walking around stoned. I mean, you know, you could walk right up to the dude.
Was he lost?
I didn't even
know there was a festival. Just Willie just walking the streets.
It's
like,
always a festival on 6th Street.
I'm so proud of you, man.
Right.
How old is Willie now?
He tours around with his son now, too, Lucas Nelson.
Really?
It's like the weirdest blend of music. It's like his dad's country music mixed with like reggae. So it's like the weirdest sound I've ever heard in my life.
A whole album that's just asking celebrities to prom. That was his first album.
He's 82 now.
Good for him.
Yeah. So they should leave him
alone.
I know
nothing about marijuana, but does he like? Why? Do you build a tolerance when you're 82? Like, do you have to do you have to smoke a lot to get higher?
Affects him anymore.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. How much does it work?
I do know this about living in Texas. You don't want the Mexican commercial garbage. That's for damn sure. So you would hope
you don't want that Tex-Mex stuff. You want
right,
good old.
You don't want that. No, you no.
It's got a little kick to it.
Right. Oh, what did the hell they used to call that? If it was gold something, I forget what it was. That was supposed to be the good stuff.
Mexican brickweed.
Yeah, that garbage, man.
That's a great.
It's like smoking the sticks and the stems, and then when the bongs, you're out, then you scrape the bong and smoke that. I mean, come on, man.
Mexican brickweed. I like that a lot.
It was just called commercial.
Yeah,
yeah, bad thing. It wasn't the stank we got here.
Look at Willie weighing in on the election, taking a hot take there, going out on a limb, saying it's a little bit crazy.
Crazy.
Oh, that's fired up. You know the words of that one.
Right.
Hit it, TJ.
Oh, my God. I'm learning new things about you, Ryan Hilton. Crazy. Yeah. Oh, my God. I guess when we're going to save our story for the wedding ring.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Dude throws out his wife's $400,000 wedding ring.
So, who bought the ring?
Okay, we're going to tell you on the other
side. Oh, there you go.
Oh, we'll play this out.
I don't know these words.
How do you have all of these karaoke tracks?
Here you go, Joe Tubman.
I don't know the words, but there's a team FBI spokesman. I'm just reading what's the closed captioning of CNN.
Oh, we'll all pull it up and we'll play along next.
Rick
on the Drex Radio Show.
Author Nixon Land.
On KGO 810. We'll be right back. We'll pull up the lyrics.
Spin, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO
no,
810.
We're not. I don't even know where you start.
Crazy. Crazy for feeling so lonely. You gotta have the love.
I hear Nate.
I don't know where.
No one knows where to come in.
Okay. Feeling so blue.
On the top.
Crazy. No, we're just awful. Okay, so much for that. Yeah,
the back to the other song. It was more successful.
Take on me. Aha. Of all things,
Patsy Cline wrote
what
that.
What the
song.
Hell? Right. Yes, that's Patsy Cline. Okay, and we can't do her. All right. So this dude in Missouri threw away his wife's $400,000 wedding ring
by accident, on purpose,
without realizing it.
Okay. $400,000.
That's, you know, first I picked up the story. I'm like, dude throws away what wedding ring. Okay. Now, hold on a second. What?
Why would you buy a ring for $400,000?
Thank you. I don't care how much money you have. I mean, if you're Mariah, that's diva world. Right.
If you're Hulk.
Well, if you're Hulk Hogan, if you're going to be the new Miss Hogan, he's got $115 million coming from Gawker and more. Right. Holy hell. Okay, so, no one figured it out until the trash had already come and taken it away. But they called the sanitation company and had the truck diverted before it got to the landfill, and they went through it. So let's take a listen.
I said, the trash man's gone already. He came 5 hours ago. And Marine said, It's on its way to Bridgeton. Bridgeton landfill is radioactive. We couldn't go there. It was against federal law.
My first thought was we're never going to find it. I mean, it's like a needle in a haystack.
What is that background
music?
Like,
yeah, I found it.
I know, right?
And I took it right over to her, and I opened it up, and both pieces were just laying there.
It's that awe feeling, you know, I could have hit the, that was the lotto for me.
The fact that he found it and showed it to us and gave it back to us.
What is music like? Do they expect sympathy from us?
Gave us hope that there's still good, honest people here today in St. Louis, Missouri.
No, I think you're right. You're right. I'm not buying it.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, thank God.
Yeah. We would really feel sorry for you. You're throwing out accidentally your $400,000 wife's wedding ring. Why would you take that off?
Who here has wives? No. Is it common to take the wedding ring off a lot? Like, why would you? I don't know.
Well, see, this is how ridiculous this is with people who go over the top. No, you would not wear a $400,000 wedding ring around because someone would chop off your arm to get it.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Right. So the whole point is moot to begin with. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm wondering now if they maybe waited till they recovered the ring to tell the trash man how much it was worth.
You know?
That's a $10,000 ring, guys. Could you help us find it?
Right.
That if you told me that,
it's like hitting the lottery.
You know what? We didn't find it. I'm so sorry.
Well, yeah. And would you buy a replacement?
Oh my God, no. Well, not $400,000 replacement.
No, I don't think you know.
No.
What does this guy? What does this guy do that he's making a?
I don't know. It's Missouri.
Do they still do the 2 month salary thing? So if it's the wedding ring is 2 months salary.
Yes.
He knew all the places to go to find out. Like he tried to
he
go
knows
to the
a lot about the.
Okay, so
this guy's Henry Hill. This is where Henry Hill ended up.
Right. So
with this relocation to Missouri, he knows a lot about the dumpsters and the trash men.
We can't go there. It's radioactive.
Yeah, he knows a lot.
Uh-huh. But it's a couple things. First, why would you spend that much? Second of all, why would you take it off your right? And then third of all, how could he possibly throw that away? How could that be an accident?
Yeah.
It would be like picking up the mouse and throwing it away.
Take more. Yeah. That's insane.
Maybe they were in a fight or something and he got mad. I don't know. Just still, if I was in a fight with a wife, I don't think I would throw away a ring.
It sounded like the crazy Patsy Cline behind it. It really did.
Yeah, at least he's helping out with the housework, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That could be his comeback. Well, you asked me to help you clean. I mean, am I right? That's it.
Makes more sense.
And then the final story of the night is Madonna was in trouble almost because, she made the news. And for exposing a 17-year-old girl's breast on stage in Brisbane. Mm. I know we all say Brisbane, but it's Brisbane. Uh-huh. Yeah, if you're down under. So this has been going on. She did it on purpose. She went over this girl's very shapely. She's tall. She's beautiful.
She's
17.
A model.
She's 17.
Are the laws different in Australia?
Yeah, you're not. So here's the law. You can't touch or grab anyone's genital area, even on the outside. That is
even in Australia.
Even in Australia. Right. Down under. So, if you went up to a woman and just grabbed her boob, and she wanted to press charges against you, she could. And especially for exposing her without her permission in front of, 10, 20,000 people, she could have pressed charges. But she said she chose not to. So the story goes today that it was probably all a setup anyway. And I said to Ryan, what was her name?
Oh my gosh, I haven't...
Josephine or something. I said, just...
Josephine.
Right. You're like, wait, I haven't saved you.
Just type Josephine into the browser and her last name will pop up. And it does.
It does. Everything pops up.
Yes, everything pops up.
It's true.
Out.
It took you less time to find the video than it took us to find the lyrics to Crazy.
That's exactly how it took us more time.
Who's going to give us Niles Barkley?
Niles Barkley?
Or
Gnarls Barkley.
Niles
is his British brother from his other sitcom.
It's actually... Isn't it the best episode
of Frasier ever?
You're right about that. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, the whole thing. It sounds shady. It sounds someone like Madonna who's no stranger to the media.
No.
that she accidentally exposed the body of a person. It's a professional model who's famous. Like, come on.
Well, and all those, you know, allegedly drunken appearances, and she's been 2 hours late. And
why is this girl on stage? I mean, I don't know.
I don't
know. Why is she even on?
You know, Madonna's been riding around on a little, like, she's dressing up like a clown. And look, love Madge very much, but it's just been outrageous. And you know, with the booze and falling off the mini clown tricycle, you know.
As a child of the 80s myself, like, Madonna's the best. She's great. But, like, sometimes you're like, yeah, maybe go out gracefully. Like, there are other ways to be, like, look at Prince, man. Prince is showing up doing, like, small piano-only shows.
Incredible.
He disappears for a while. Like, there's a way to maintain.
Go back to your Paisley Park and.
Go back to your, yeah, your roots.
Stop it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just stop it.
Come on, Madge. We love you. Stop trying so hard. It's okay. Take a day off.
Joe Tobin, we love you very much. Joe Tobin will be at Tobin Mic Night this coming Wednesday, the 23rd, at Doc's Lab, North Beach.
Advanced tickets, $8, TobinMicNight.com.
This is crazy. This is Gnarls.
This is Gnarls Barkley.
A little gnarly over here.
Gnarls Barkley. We don't know this.
I'm going crazy.
Something like that.
There you go.
I remember.
This is also the, instrumental version. I love that you have all these.
She's on point over there.
One of those machines is clearly a karaoke machine, and it's been there the whole time.
Oh, you're giving it away. Don't let them know.
This is what they do while they're supposed to. This is what the board operators do when they're supposed to be monitoring the show. Yeah.
I'm kind of digging on the instrumental version of this song, though. When you don't have Niles messing it up with.
Niles?
Gosh, that's so great, dude. That's so funny. Niles Barkley.
Tells you how much I love playing it. All right. Okay, have a great night, everybody. John Batchelor is next on KGO 810.